It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time. Well, this weekend starts part of a two-weekend festival honoring Russian, French, and American composers at the Holland Center. And live with me here in the studio, concertmaster and soloist Susanna Perry Gilmore joins me to talk about this extravaganza that stretches over two weekends. Welcome. Great
Thank
to have
you
here.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, really do appreciate it very much. First of all, this was really fun. We were talking about this off mic before we got started. You play two different roles depending upon the weekend. For example, this weekend, you will be first chair concertmaster, and that means, I mean, that's a position that you hold in the symphony, right? Can you explain that?
Yes. The concertmaster of the orchestra provides leadership, particularly for the string section and for the orchestra as a whole. And I work very closely with the conductor to convey his, in this case, his intent, musical intent, during rehearsals and during performance.
Do you find that in working with the conductor then too, each conductor has idiosyncratic ways that they get across what they want done with the music, a little louder here, a little faster there, that type of thing. Do you kind of decode those signals and then pass that information along?
Definitely. I mean, everybody is decoding. I mean, everybody is tuned in. But the string section in the orchestra is the one big section where so many people are playing the same thing.
Sure.
But we have to sound like one voice.
And so, absolutely. Like it's one enormous instrument, if you will.
Like a macro string instrument.
Right.
So there are one of the ways that we do that is by watching how we use our bow, which is like our breath, the bow,
right,
on the string. And so that's one of the ways that happens. There's a lot of visual cueing going on. Which may not be obvious to the audience, but it's a huge thing that's happening.
Let me digress for a moment. Yeah. So when you go see a symphony or go see an orchestra as a viewer and as a listener to enjoy it, do you also see the subplot and some of that drama happening
well,
with everybody? Because you know the insides and the outsides.
A little bit, yes, yes. It's hard to turn off the work analytical brain.
Sure.
When it's something that's within my field.
But, yeah, you've looked behind the curtain,
yes,
and you'll never forget what you saw.
But I do, when I'm a listener, I have the opportunity to shut my eyes if I want to.
And sometimes that's for the best, isn't
I can't
it?
Do that when I'm working, but yeah.
Fair enough. Now, as soloists, it's a little different. It's almost, and if I may use the pedestrian term, it's almost as though you're the guest star. You get pulled out in front.
Yeah.
You're out of the first chair, and that's a different thing. And you're going to be soloist on the 19th for that concert.
Yes, I'm a soloist next week. I'm very excited, and it's always such a privilege and an honor to be soloing with my colleagues. I would say that, I mean, a primary difference in that role is that I'm not trying to blend. I am trying to project and, reach the last chair at the back of the Holland Center. So it's I definitely have a different approach to my concept of sound versus when I'm playing within a section.
And is there more of an opportunity to have a style as well, you and the conductor working on interpretation and your interpretation a little more
right.
prevalent?
When you are the soloist, you generally are setting the tone. Like great conductors, when they work with soloists, they are trying to support the soloists. So I guess in that sense, the soloists are leading the conductors in that when there's a concerto solo. But generally, the rest of the time, the conductors are leading the symphony.
Sure.
In the interpretation.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I do want to, if you can mention some of the pieces of music, because you'll say the titles, and some of the folks, they're going to say, I'm not sure what that is, but it turns out you probably know each of these songs. We were talking before about, like from the movie Fantasia, The Wizard's Apprentice. That's a very famous piece of music that mm-hmm. once you hear it, you go, oh, I know this.
Yes.
And that's part of what this is all about, isn't it, is bringing out these great pieces of music.
Yes, definitely. I am so excited about this particular festival that we're doing. all of the pieces are fantastical with, if there's not an explicit narrative to them, they're so evocative of stories. And that's why so many of them have been used in other things. So like this week, we end the program with Stravinsky's The Firebird from his ballet. And definitely by the time we reach the finale with the beautiful French horn solo, everybody will remember it from some other context probably. It's one of the most famous and most beautiful moments in all of symphonic music.
Well, and I mean, just very quickly, we've got Copland and the Great American Composer, and of course Ravel and Gershwin's American in Paris. These are all recognizable. This weekend, the 11th, and then on the 19th as well. More information can be found at omahasymphony.org. Susanna Perry Gilmore, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.